Ross out there, now, I'm not paying the New Tenochtitlan Times a penny. And they went completely behind a paywall, the New York Times did. They don't. There's no preview that you can get of the Times. You get like four sentences and then a pop-up window that instructs you that for a mere $5 a month, you can help bring about the end of Western civilization and the destruction of the human race. For a mere $5, you can end it all. Reminds me of that Cheech and Chong bit, the Empire Hancock building, where at no waiting at all with five diving boards. In any event, I don't really care for Douthat. I don't care for Douthat's writing. And I stopped reading him a couple of years ago because he is one of those guys that he's a Catholic when it's useful to him. If you know what I mean. If he wants to say that, well, I'm a practicing Catholic and blah, 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 in the New Tenochtitlan Times, then he'll say it. But when it's not useful to him, then he's not. And that shows through in the writing and in many of his opinions. So I stopped reading him. I once upon a time I thought that he was onto something. He's got a couple of books, but I just not my cup of tea, as they say. As Fiorella might say, it's not my cup of tea. But that doesn't make him wrong on everything. Just means that I have disagreements, and maybe some people think he's right about everything. I don't think he's wrong about what he wrote in the Times yesterday about Alito Gate. Now, Rod Dreher must have a subscription to the Times because he can cut and paste and do that. As I said, I'm not giving those people a penny. I am not going to aid and assist in to bring about the end of what remains of Western civilization. So, here's, we could piece together a couple of pieces from Douthat's piece, and then we could talk about it, because, again, I think he's onto something here. So, he's digging into the motivations behind the leaker. What a name to have. You notice that in American scandals, major political scandals, the people that are involved, the code names of the people that are involved are either sexual or about sex organs. The guy that supposedly spilled all the beans in the Watergate investigation and gave all the dirt to Woodward and Bernstein at the Washington Post. What was his code name? Deep Throat. Many people probably forgot about that. What's this guy or this clown girl's code name? Leaker. Just think about that for a minute. He's now the leaker. So Douthat digs into there could be two motivations here in his view. One, Kavanaugh is, as Mr. Barrett describes him, is a squish. A squish just sounds so disgusting. Is a squish. And then even though he raised his little T-Rex arm hand back in December and voted yay, Sotomayor and Kagan and now Justice Pederast have been working on him, and they've softened him up. And Alito thinks the Kavanaugh is going to get peeled off, and the vote's going to go the other way, and Roberts is going to be in a 5-4 libtard majority. Now, there are some of us, I think I could speak competently for Mr. Barrett, that are prepared to deal with the court coming out 5-4 against Mississippi. And that's the end of it. We should put all of our energies and all of our time into taking or into making the case for and then instituting the end of the union. Cannot be in a union with people that, okay, if you can't undo the horror that is Roe and it remains the foundational principle of your union, then we're out. Look, we don't even have to have great discussions about this. It's pretty simple. If the murder of the soon-to-be-born is the foundational human right upon which your government is based, I am leaving. And so are many of you. And we need to start telling our fellow citizens, stop making deals with these people. You're not pro-life if you're willing to stay in and contribute to that monstrous act and to all of the murder and evil that goes along with it. And it will catch up to you, and you will stand judgment. When you stand at judgment, you will be held accountable for remaining in it and remaining a part of it. And it's being done for pure, selfish, fat, lazy, slob reasons. It's comfortable. Okay? So doubt that has two theories on who the sneaky leaker is. So, and this is from the piece. So if you're simply following a crude strategic logic, the fact that what's been leaked is a draft from months ago might suggest that the sneaky leaker, that's emphasis mine, that the sneaky leaker on the conservative side hopes to freeze a wavering justice, Kavanaugh being the obvious candidate, into their initial vote by making it seem like the very credibility of the court rests on their not being perceived to cave under external pressure. Now, that's motivation scenario number one. How many of you agree with motivational scenario number one? I disagree with that. I do not believe that, I don't want to believe that someone that's clerking for either of those five, or even for the Chief Justice of those six, is capable of that. Again, there is a very ancient tradition inside the court that the machinations of what goes on in there do not become public knowledge. Again, when they say, this is rare that a straight, no, it's not rare. It's never happened. Decisions are not leaked. And then when you think about it, practically speaking, pragmatically, there are thousands of good reasons why you wouldn't do that. And why you would have ironclad rules set in place and you would make people swear oaths that they're not going to do it. Just imagine that, though, for just a second. Are the clerks sworn in? We know the judges are. How do you enforce said promise to not be a sneaky leaker? Well, back in the old days when the solidarity of the social kingship of Christ mattered to people, mattered to men, oath letters, shall we say, one would take an oath, I would fancy. And who would the oath be to? You probably would put a hand on a Bible and swear before Almighty God that, okay, these are the rules, you're not going to violate them. What an irony, right? No, I don't know that happens. I'm purely speculating that that's how one of the ways that you could maintain decorum and order. And I think they the Epic Times had a story 2 days ago that inside the court building there are 67 possible sneaky leakers, including the nine justices. That's how many people are in the building, 67. That includes the marshal, the one that Roberts said, find out who did this. So 67 potential sneaky leakers. Now, again, we know that in order to serve on the court that that the nine justices took an oath, it would seem to me that the people under them would also take a similar oath to protect, uphold, and defend the Constitution, to uphold the laws, traditions, and rules of the institution. Yeah, like Maggie's right. You're basically signing a modern-day equivalent of what's called a non-disclosure agreement. Which are NDAs are binding.